Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Hello, welcome back to my channel. So just yesterday, the International Criminal Court, they issued an arrest warrant for the Prime Minister of Israel, as well as the Supremo of Hamas. Anyway, Netanyahu obviously not pleased about the situation. And he's saying, what we did is permissible because Hamas is a terrorist organization, has attempted genocide, and so on. And they'll always say this, whenever the Israeli government commits any crime against humanity, it's caught using torture, it's caught willfully murdering civilians, whatever it is, detaining people without trial for years, they'll say, but they're terrorists, but there's genocide going on against us. Now it's true that Hamas is an organization that wants to kill all Jews and is absolutely vile, but that doesn't mean there's absolutely carte blanche to kill Palestinian civilians and so on, to use torture and so on. So torture is always illegal. Under the Convention Against Torture, Inhuman and Degrading Treatment, you might argue that it shouldn't be illegal, but it is. And there's no doubt about that. And this has been signed and ratified by Israel as well as virtually every other sovereign state. Now, the International Criminal Court was established by the Rome Statute, as in signed in Rome, Italy, in 1999, if memory serves. And most sovereign states have signed it. Most have ratified it. The United States signed but did not ratify. Now, Israel is one of those which never signed the Rome Statute, along with Russia, China, Pakistan, North Korea, Ukraine, quite a few African countries. I would suggest to you this is a company you would not wish to keep. Iran, Iraq, Syria, and so forth. Now, the countries that are signed up to it, usually the ones that really need to be signed up to it, like most of Latin America, virtually every country in Europe, some African countries, some Southeast Asian countries. But the thing is, are you actually going to get to arrest him? And so he'd better not go to a country which signed up to it, suppose for the United Kingdom, because then be legally obliged to arrest him. One of the reasons why Putin didn't go to South Africa for a conference last year, because then South Africa would be in a quandary. Would they arrest him as they're legally required to do, to send him to The Hague in the Netherlands, where he'd stand trial? So the ICC can charge individuals with crimes and try them, whereas the International Court of Justice only tries states, which is also in The Hague in the Netherlands, which is why there's confusion between the two. Now, the ICC's decision would not be lightly undertaken. Karim Khan is British, is the one who led all this. But so Netanyahu, he's likened the Karim Khan to a judge under the Third Reich, which is obviously grossly offensive and so on. And they're saying this is causing anti-Semitism. He'll always say that's always his get-out card, play the anti-Semitism card. Now, it's true that anti-Semitism exists, which is detestable. Anti-Semitism is mostly anti-Arab, because they're Semites too, and they're far more than the Jews under the world. There's also Judeophobia, which is a form of anti-Semitism, which is despicable as well. But Netanyahu is with some... has got some openly, viciously anti-Arab bigots in his cabinet. So he's no one to preach about anti-racialism. And it's not true that this is about anti-Semitism. It sets out very clearly, this is the evidence against him. This is the legal basis for doing this, that you have willfully murdered thousands of Palestinian civilians. This is not collateral damage. It's not just occasional. It's systematic. It's not just a few. There is clear evidence that torture has been used on a wide scale. The Israeli Defense Forces often changes its story on things. It's been caught lying on this a lot. I'm not saying that Hamas is honest and so on. So you've deliberately cut off water. You cut off food aid many, many times. Even the Israeli government does allow shipments through, often inadequate for the Palestinian people. There are Israeli civilians who block these trucks getting through, as in to starve a civilian population to death. So as he goes on about the Holocaust, you should remember that that's one of the things that was used against Jewish people in the Holocaust. Now, I know you might say, if Israel really wanted to annihilate the Palestinian population in Gaza, they could go a lot further. They've only killed about 2% of them. And that's true that they could have killed more. But that doesn't make it permissible to kill those whom they have killed. And yes, they have killed some Hamas combatants. But even the IDF admits that the great majority of people killed have not been Hamas fighters. There we go. So international law applies to everyone, and that including includes him. But what was I going to say? But, you know, it's very unlikely that that Netanyahu will stand trial. Is he guilty? Or obviously, we don't know until a court case goes ahead. But non-selectivity is vital in the application of international law. We can't play favorites. Now, the United States has unsurprisingly come down in favor of Israel on this one, saying there's no moral equivalence. But even there isn't moral equivalence, nevertheless, it behoves Israel to obey international law. And Netanyahu has the chutzpah to incessantly harp on about the IDF being the most moral army in the world, which is definitely not the case. And okay, I know there are worse ones, and I'm not saying they're all bad. There are people who are Israeli soldiers who are friends of mine, and some of them are humane, and some of them even treat the wounds of enemy fighters and things like that. And I know that a war can bring out the worst in people. When all these Israeli civilians were killed, some were kidnapped, some were raped after 7th of October, that infuriates people, they see red, and good people can turn evil. And the Palestinians can use that as well, because they've been so abused, so oppressed, so mistreated for decades, that you just store up an ocean of rage. And it's like W.H. Auden said, those to whom even evil is done do evil in return. And they don't necessarily do evil against the evildoer who mistreated them. They might pick an innocent victim. So someone committed a crime against someone I love. If I can't find that man, I don't know who the individual is, or maybe I do. Maybe he's been killed in a battle since. I don't know. Or if I can't get the individual, I can get the side. I know which side did it. So you're all guilty, even indirectly. So people then lust for vengeance. And that's what so much of what this is about. Karim Khan did not say the two sides were equivalent. He's trying to stay out of the politics of this. There is an armed conflict, therefore. There's a lot of crimes have been going on. There's really no doubt about that. And if Israel is so innocent, well, why would they not have Netanyahu go to stand trial if they're really convinced that he would be acquitted? So the people in Hamas who've been charged are Yahya Sinwar. He was the head of the Hamas militants in Gaza, Mohammed Daif, who's leader of the Qasem Brigades, and Ismail Haniyeh, who runs the political bureau and so on. So there's been so much to be destroyed. Hospitals at the medical system in Palestine, claiming that Hamas bases are there. Mosques have been deliberately destroyed. Graveyards have been desecrated by the IDF. A lot of this is wanton. It is completely unrelated to the military efficiency of their counterinsurgent operation. And so it goes on. There's a lot of things which are clearly illegal, which is willfully causing malnutrition amongst the civilian population, which Israel has done. Gratuitous suffering inflicted upon civilians. 124 sovereign states have signed up to this and ratified it. Palestine is not recognized as a sovereign state, so hasn't. And so it goes on. There are various countries that Netanyahu can't go to now. The United Kingdom shamefully has spoken out against what the ICC has done. But surely this is to be welcomed. Accountability for political leaders in wartime. If you are going to fight, you have to adhere into international law, to humanitarian law. That doesn't mean you can kill people willy-nilly. You've got to be careful to minimize civilian casualties. You can't always avoid them, but you mustn't use malnutrition as a weapon of war. Now, it was used in the past, and it wasn't always illegal. I'd say it was always immoral, but now it definitely is illegal. I'd like all these people to stand trial, and then better people didn't fight at all. But if they are going to fight, to stay within certain limits. And Netanyahu say, we're fighting for our life, which Israel definitely is not, because Hamas is much, much more than the IDF, has very poor weapons, is very unsophisticated. Israel is absolutely armed to the teeth. One of the largest military budgets in the world per capita has got nuclear weapons, for goodness sake. It's like saying a baby is a danger to a boxer. Yeah, can inflict some sort of harm. And they did murder some Israeli civilians. But the idea that Israel, a population of 9 million people, is in danger of annihilation from Hamas, especially now, is utterly preposterous. I wish there was peace right now. Suffering would happen. Hostages on both sides would be released. That there'd be no more torture. But, idealistic. Perhaps I'm naive. Sadly, I'm unsurprised that there's been so much slaughter. When is it going to go end? It's been going on for so long. But the ICC arrest warrant, it might actually make some leaders think twice before they authorize crimes against humanity. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.